San Francisco's Bayview-Hunters Point neighborhood has higher rates of poverty, unemployment, and violence than any other part of the city. But its relative geographical isolation, it's cut off by the 101 and 280 freeways, can make those issues all but invisible to residents of other neighborhoods. For decades, it was a bustling neighborhood, one of the only majority African-American neighborhoods in the city. During World War II, the booming naval shipyard drew thousands of black families, mostly from the South, with the promise of well-paying work, and they thrived. By the 1960s, though, years of racial discrimination and rising unemployment were beginning to take their toll on black families throughout San Francisco. Redevelopment in the Fillmore pushed many African-Americans out of the center of the city and into Bayview-Hunters Point. At the same time, work at the shipyard was slowing down. The Navy shut down the shipyard altogether in 1974, causing more unemployment and more poverty. Since then, persistent toxic waste and limited access to fresh food have led to disproportionately high rates of asthma, diabetes, and cancer. The epidemic of crack cocaine in the 80s and 90s devastated many families. Today, Bayview-Hunters Point is still dealing with the aftermath of its troubled history, but the area is pulling together in many ways. In this next installment of our series in the Bay Area's five poorest neighborhoods, KALW's Jen Sheehan visits the Bayview-Hunters Point YMCA, where people are working to rebuild their community, one family at a time.
The Bayview-Hunters Point YMCA is housed in an imposing three-story building at Lane and Revere Street, a few blocks off of busy 3rd Street in southeast San Francisco. The front door and lobby were recently renovated with lots of glass and open space. It gives me a warm, welcoming feel as I walk in. Blonde wood floors gleam in a shaft of sunlight. There's an old-fashioned popcorn machine in a corner and artwork on the walls. To one side, I hear the sounds of a girls' basketball game. Down another hall, a piano. Some kids bust out from the doors to the stairwell, giggling, and then suddenly quiet. The moment evokes a time when this building housed the All Hallows Catholic School, which the wise executive director, Gina Frommer, graduated from in 1977.
I was born and raised here, and my perception goes back 48 years in this community. I think we've gone through a lot of change. We've gone through a lot of trauma. I think we're out in a tipping point right now.
The YMCA took over the building in 2001, and Frommer became executive director in 2006, excited to give back to the community where she was raised. When she arrived, Frommer surveyed residents about their priorities for the area. Personally, she thought strong families were crucial, and she found her neighbors felt the same way.
They felt that if families were strong, we wouldn't have truancy in our community. If families were strong, our streets wouldn't look the way they did. And the way you strengthen families is strengthen the children.
This is a key point. Children make up close to a third of the neighborhood's population, compared with under 15% in the city as a whole. And the programs at the Y have been built around this family-strengthening goal. As Associate Executive Director Neil Hatton puts it,
so we're not just a typical swimming gym.
The Y fills its three floors from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. with programs ranging from social services to Zumba. Kids can participate in after-school activities like nutrition workshops, street art classes, or a mock government club. There's a school district teacher and a counselor on site.
Anyone have any questions?
The Y collaborates with the school district on an anti-truancy program called the Center for Academic Reentry and Empowerment, or CARE. I meet Eason Ramson, the director of CARE, in the hallway on the 3rd floor. It still looks like a school up here, with lockers lining both walls, but the program offers something quite different.
A lot of kids have been truant out of school for as long as a couple years. They might be 15, 16 years old, but they can only read it at fourth or fifth grade level, and they're embarrassed to go back to school because they can't keep up. So we meet them where they are, and we engage them there, and we work with them to bring them up to speed.
19-year-old Devon Burrows says it was hard for him to focus in school because he had troubles at home. He was able to get his high school diploma through the WISE programs.
You got people that help you on a one-on-one basis, and you got people that can help you like in a class setting. So it's like you got almost have choices, a choice of which way you could learn and which is best for you.
From the classroom, it's only a few steps across the hall to the Family Resource Center, where needs from food assistance to counseling can be addressed. Jim Martin directs the Fatherhood and Men's Services Program.
Whatever it takes to help keep a family whole, because we believe here that, it is said that it takes a village to raise a child. We believe that it takes a family to create the village.
Martin grew up in Hunters Point and believes it's important for people like himself to remain in the community as role models for youth. As a youngster in the 60s, he participated in a Hunters Point community program that showed kids different career options.
We got to see other functional people as children working in jobs that we had not had exposure to before.
Although Martin's experience was decades ago, kids in Bayview Hunters Point still have trouble today finding safe, productive, enriching activities in their own neighborhood. That's why the after-school programs at the Y are so important. I visit the teen center on the second floor where two kids, Ian Smith Jr. and Aaliyah Anderson, are playing pool. Smith is 17 and has been coming here for about 2 years.
I do my homework here. I do a music class, and we're about to start up a graffiti class.
16-year-old Anderson is also a regular.
I come here every when I come get out of school. I love it coming here because it's better here than on the streets like other people.
Teen Services Director Jasmine Benton also grew up in the neighborhood. In fact, she went to after-school programs in this very building when it was still a school.
I used to do pottery here on the very bottom first floor.
Benton is like many, if not most, of the staff I meet at the Y, born and raised right here in Bayview Hunters Point. Benton believes this is one of the reasons the Y's programs are so effective.
Especially dealing with youth, they feel like you're more real because you're not coming in and like saying, well, this is how I see things and this is what I've heard. It's more so like I experienced this with you. You know, so let's take this, you know, road together.
Every Thursday, the Y has a free public day of fitness. Community members can attend workshops, enjoy open gym time, or play basketball. The day of fitness ends with evening Zumba, a high-energy exercise class based on Latin dance. The class at the Y regularly draws around 100 people, from teens to adults, even some seniors. It takes place in the gym. The night of my visit, a boys' basketball game is in full swing right up until the start of the class. Ladies, and some gentlemen, arrive in a steady stream, dressed in colorful workout gear. They sign in at the front desk and line up in the hallway outside the gym doors, buzzing and chatting.
1 second!
The second the game ends, the Zumba hordes begin streaming into the gym before the boys have cleared the court or even retrieved all the balls. Though the Bayview Hunters Point YMCA is bustling now, there are still more plans in the works. Fundraising is in progress for a new preschool, an expanded teen center, and a commercial kitchen for entrepreneurship training.
The change is in front of us right now. The opportunity is in front of us.
Executive Director Gina Frommer.
But ultimately, it's not the outside that's going to heal us. It's the people who live here are going to say, no more, we're moving forward, and we're going to take advantage of these beautiful places like the Y and, you know, the storefronts, and this is our community, and we deserve to have a beautiful, viable community.
In Bayview Hunters Point, I'm Jen Chien for Cross Currents.